Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah. Well, Megan, the Real Housewives of Atlanta are coming back.
I am so excited.
So it premieres Sunday, November 3rd.
8, 7 Central.
And we are counting down the days.
Yep.
We're going to talk a little bit today about what happened last season to catch everybody up so everyone's ready for this season.
Mm-hmm.
But first, take a look at the trailer.
This season on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You never said him to say nothing? Stop it!
I told you that lady was crazy.
Where is security?
She needs to get out of
here. No.
Oh, pause.
Let's start from the beginning. That's the point.
We have moved on to the next level.
Work your body.
Woo! Happy life. We're going to carnival.
Get him all this postpartum realness, bitch.
Shake your titties, honey. I'm trying to tell you.
Everyone seems like they're exactly where they want to be.
I want you to be my forever.
But you always kind of expect some bullshit coming.
You got 6 new businesses, and you ain't did nothing with it.
You creep around Atlanta.
I creep around Atlanta.
How you feel about open marriages?
You know, I made a mistake.
I'm like, I'm gonna work it out. But some stuff is not forgivable.
Are you happy in this marriage?
We're in a really low place right now.
Do you have a prenup with your husband?
Okay, take everything. I'll build it again.
You had sexual affairs, and this person is in my face all the time.
Drama.
You don't want a problem with me.
Vice versa.
Trust me.
Cynthia has a side to her that you guys do not know about.
Everything in the dark comes to light.
Somebody recorded you dogging her out.
Bitch.
Somebody in this room is the snake.
We need to end this. We're back!
Oh, if we weren't blessed enough with a Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer last week, and then we get this.
This was a work of art.
What a time to be alive.
Oh, it really is.
All right, so there's a lot to break down there, but why don't we go through what went down last season and then see what we can tie it in from that trailer.
Smart. I love the way your brain thinks.
Let's start with NeNe and Greg.
Yes, okay.
So last season, we saw them really struggling.
I mean, Greg was going through cancer, how to treat it, if he's going to treat it. NeNe was really put in the position of caregiver suddenly, and not really a role that she's necessarily equipped for, which she said herself on the podcast before.
Right, and we saw him go through all sorts of treatments over the course of the season. He was diagnosed early on with stage 3 colon cancer, like you said. NeNe's in this really tough position because their relationship was a little bit on the rocks to begin with. So adding this additional layer, which already puts a huge strain on a healthy relationship, this was some next level stuff for them.
Right. I feel like we really got the sort of extent of their fighting in the Tokyo trip, too.
Yes. NeNe was definitely on edge.
They were there for Eva's bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that, like, Greg, you know, sent flowers and they had had a big fight. I think divorce had been mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But so it seems like from the trailer for the new season, marital woes are still happening.
I know. And it's really interesting to see that NeNe seems to be proposing the idea of an open marriage.
Because, you know, Shamari is noticeably absent from the season. So it's like an interesting void to fill, the open marriage.
It seems a bit out of character for NeNe.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Because I think she's always put a lot of value in her relationship in the institution of marriage. I mean, look, she went back and married Greg for a second time because of the importance of that role in her life. So it really must, they must be in such a different place at this point, given what he's been through with cancer, what she's been through as the caretaker. And maybe now she's kind of opening up to this idea that there are other ways to structure your relationship. That's some growth, Nene.
All right. We also saw Portia falling in love with Dennis last season, sort of getting ready to move in with Dennis, getting engaged to Dennis, and then getting pregnant.
And mind you, that was all in the span of like 12 months.
Oh, she brought it last season.
Because we were pretty skeptical in the beginning. And last season, you know, once Dennis was really in the picture, Candy started talking about some rumblings of what was going on. There was mention of Dennis's tattoos. He had some other women's name on his body, maybe even a face, I think. We were all a little suspicious of Dennis's intentions and just kind of protective of Portia and hoping that she wasn't going to get caught up in another relationship where she was going to be screwed over. Cut to this trailer. Something's going on.
Well, and like, you know, this is one of the things that I'm most curious about as a fan, because I even followed the spinoff, you know, of Portia in those last couple of months of pregnancy and her and Dennis trying to make it work. And they just seemed so happy. So I just don't understand what happened. We know that there were like reports of them breaking up, mm-hmm. and clearly we're going to get that addressed, but I want to know what he did that was unforgivable.
I know. Well, even if you cut to the Portia baby special that we had, there were a lot of issues about, number one, where they were supposed to be living. He was in the basement. All of his stuff was down in her basement. He wanted to be closer. She wanted to stay in this house that she had invested in. Then there was also this added layer of the moms kind of getting involved, and Dennis's mother wanted a prenup to be signed. She was kind of hoping that they were going to get married before the baby was born because she was a little more conservative, I think, in her beliefs. So not only were there just kind of issues in their everyday like living situation, preparing for the baby, they also had these outside influences of parents kind of getting involved. And that's always something that's going to complicate things.
Right.
But yeah, I'm really dying to know what it was that he did, because we have heard a lot of rumors. Nothing has really been confirmed at this point, but this trailer is proving that something goes down.
Something happened. So I think a highlight for me last season was the bi-wig party.
Oh, that was epic.
First of all, almost everyone is super late.
Yes, and that is very displeasing to a Miss Nene Leakes.
Especially that Marlo was so late.
Oh, God, yeah. The other thing was not everyone followed the rules of the bi-wig party. I think Cynthia kept a couple little extra things in here and there. And the whole point of it was that you were supposed to come with your natural hair.
Right.
Not everyone's good at following rules.
True.
Or times of arrival.
Shamari gets really drunk and pukes all over Eva's shoes.
I mean, I am honestly going to miss Shamari.
I know.
Like, yes, she did drink a lot, but she was so entertaining.
She's my spirit animal.
Truly. And it's just sort of like, she's a mom. She works a lot. She's got two kids. Like, she just likes to cut loose. And just because it's in the downstairs bathroom at Nene's house, you know, maybe not the best location, but whatever.
But the real drama happened upstairs in Nene's closet. Candy and Portia wanted to see what it looked like. Nene said, don't. They went anyway. And then all we know are
belts were removed,
hands put on people,
cameraman's shirts ripped.
Yes.
At the reunion, they never really spoke on exactly what happened, because I think Portia didn't want to revisit it. She and Nene had sort of made progress and moved on from it. Even before the instance upstairs, remember Nene's breakdown when she was downstairs over her fight with Marlo? And just right. Like, she really, we saw her get so raw and emotional about what was going on with Greg that I think that situation carried with her upstairs into what happened in the closet.
Someone who remains a little bit of a mystery to me is Eva.
Yes.
There were a lot of rumors that came up about Eva last season in terms of where does she live? She says she lives one place, but she doesn't. And is she renting? Is she owning? Which is always like a big question in Housewives.
Well, and a lot of issues with her finances in general, because we know that she was like way over budget on her wedding. She had like three dresses that she was trying to coordinate. She was really panicked at the last minute knowing that the wedding was coming. It ended up being a really beautiful event, but it really you could see it was wearing on her. And right. I think probably a little bit on her relationship. And then again, it didn't help with the argument about where are they living? What's going on with her finances? Are they renting? Are they owning? Like, who knows? And it kind of comes out that there's maybe some kind of like protective order against her ex. And that's sort of the reason for it all.
Eva goes to lunch with Candy, explains that they're renting a house and have to move in 2 days, and then says that she's frequently moving because her donors, what she calls Marley's mm-hmm. father, was abusive and she had to get a restraining order against him.
Right. I know that towards the end of the season, Mike promises that he's going to build her a house. So I wonder if we're going to see that house this season, if it's still under construction. We know that from all of the other housewives, when they're building homes or renovating homes or flipping homes, it takes a little bit of time.
Right.
So we might not be seeing a new house from them quite yet. You mentioned Candy and her conversation with Eva. Let's talk a little bit about Candy's surrogacy journey.
Oh, right. Because she goes to the OBGYN to explore pregnancy options because they're thinking about a surrogate and they're trying to decide if they should use a surrogate to have two more kids.
Candy seemed to be pretty on board with the whole thing. Todd was a little hesitant in the beginning.
Right.
There was something about, I think, another person carrying the baby that was a little weird to him and hard to wrap his head around, which is kind of understandable. It is a big step to take just to have another child. And then when you have this other layer of complication or, you know, another layer to the situation that includes a third party, that's kind of tough.
Right. But, I mean, as we see from the trailer, I don't believe she's pregnant.
Well, we do know, not from the trailer necessarily, but BravoTV.com reported last week that she has a surrogate. They have a surrogate that is pregnant with technically Candy's third child, but Candy and Todd's fourth child at the moment. So I guess we're going to see a little bit of that this season.
Do we know if it's twins?
Ooh, I don't think we know yet.
Interesting.
Well, can you imagine? I don't think Riley would be very pleased if that ends up being two kids instead of just one more. Woo! I wonder also what is the other business venture that she and Todd are taking on that she confronts him about in the teaser we just watched.
Right.
I mean, they have so many businesses already, and now they're expanding the family more. That's juggling
a lot
of stuff. And Candy does have a pretty big team around her that's supporting her at all times, but being a mom and that kind of businesswoman, it's a lot on your plate.
So I think a big point drama last season that's definitely looks like it's going to continue this season is the disillusion of Cynthia and Nene's friendship.
Oh, I know. That was really tough to watch last season.
And it really all was because of Kenya.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
a weird way. Like, did Cynthia lie about inviting Kenya to her launch party? We don't know. Nene says yes. And they left the reunion not in a great place.
And it looks like this season starts without them in a great place as well. And apparently, Cynthia's been talking and that gets back to Nene in a real bad way. And I don't know if we're going to ever see that friendship come back from what it's going through right now.
But you know who we are getting?
Mike Hill.
I was going to say.
More Mike Hill?
Kenya.
Oh, thank God for Kenya. I'm so excited.
Kenya is back. After a brief hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And we know now that she and her husband have separated.
Yep.
So I'm curious to see how that all plays out to know exactly what happened there.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that we didn't get to really see a lot of their relationship because she wasn't on last season. The season prior to that, when she did get involved with Mark, we didn't see a lot of him on camera. And we were kind of shielded from that relationship in a lot of ways. So what we have seen primarily in the last year and a half or so has been what she's been sharing on social. So obviously they have the baby. They seemed to be in a really happy, healthy relationship, but you don't always know what's going on behind closed doors. And from what we've seen in this teaser, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on behind closed doors. And so I guess Kenya's finally prepared to open up that part of her life to us. I just hope we get a lot of Brooklyn because Brooklyn is so cute.
So cute. Well, season 12 officially kicks off Sunday, November 3rd at 8, 7 Central. So don't forget to tune in to the premiere.
Woo! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Bravo TV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me.